The only incident where I've actually suffered discrimination was when my partner of 2 years died overseas, and I had to go over to attend the funeral rites. Centrelink then stopped my benefits because they wouldn't recognise a same-sex relationship. And I think this sort of treatment of gay and lesbian same-sex couples as subhuman feeds back to the community, and the community says, well, if the government doesn't consider you fully human, why should we? And then the government gets feedback from the community that same-sex couples are less than human, and it goes around and reinforces the discrimination, as was pointed out earlier in one of the introductory talks and finished off in the previous speaker. So the somehow the cycle of this discrimination has got to be broken, and I think it's basically up to the government to do that, because the government's attitude reinforces the homophobia within the community, and they then get feedback from the far right in the community saying the same thing that they expect to hear. I noticed that also the far right tends to cry out against special rights for homosexuals when the topic of non-discrimination comes up, but I didn't hear them crying out about special rights for heterosexuals when same-sex marriage was banned. Thank you.